Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Camp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and welcome this evening to the Mystics of Destiny radio show. I want to begin by saying hello to all my friends in the Chicago area, and I'm looking forward to meeting all of you guys this Friday, the 25th. I'll be at Transitions Book Place, and I'm expecting a lot of my friends to show up. We're going to have a really nice time introducing my new book, giving a talk, autographing the books, and just hanging out and having some fun together. So I know that a lot of you are planning to come, and I really look forward to meeting every single one of you. Hope you can make it. And it's a busy week. There's lots of really interesting things going on. I think everybody's got a lot of stuff going on in their life these days. Everyone I talk to is pretty busy. Pretty busy. Well, you know, for one thing, the pressure has been on a lot of people to make more money lately. The economy hasn't been so good. There's been a lot of fallout. People who are getting rich off the stock market aren't getting rich off the stock market anymore unless they're shorting stocks, which means they're betting on them to go down, which I'm sure some people are. The thing about money is, though, that, you know, no matter what the economy is doing, there's always people making money. And you can be one of them if you're flexible, if you can be flexible. But if you are hung up on a certain way of making money or of supporting yourself, and you can't adapt to conditions that are changing around you, then you're likely to have a really difficult time. It's just how it's going to work. So the key is to be flexible in these times. Like now, be looking ahead. Be looking ahead and ask yourself, well, what could happen in the future, and what should I do to be prepared? Also, you know, looking at what's going on and go, well, are there opportunities presenting themselves right now that would not be presented if things were different? There's always some kind of opportunities. For example, right now is not a good time in most places to sell a piece of property, a piece of real estate. But it's a great time to buy real estate. So if you were in, like, let's say, the market of investing in real estate or something, or buying property to rent, this will be an excellent time for that. Not a good time to sell, though, because there's been so many foreclosures. Right here in this county where I live in California, which is called Contra Costa County, there are thousands of foreclosures. It's just amazing. There's one in every block, practically. I mean, I know there's several right in my neighborhood here. And I don't live in a particularly unusual neighborhood by any means. They're everywhere. Bank-owned properties. And now you know why the banks are going down, because they lent more money for some of these properties than they were actually worth. So now the banks can't sell them, even at foreclosure prices. They're having difficulty selling them. But it doesn't have to be bad news for you. This is a great time. Rents are going down in some places. If you're renting, rents are going down. You might want to think about renting somewhere else because property values are going down. Good time to take advantage of that flow, you might say. For those new to the show tonight, what we do is we have a little talk here in the beginning, and then at about 7:30, we open up the phone lines, and you're able to call in with any question you want to ask about your destiny, about your relationships, about your life. Anything that might be indicated. Now, there's some things that we really can't see in the science of the cards. We cannot see where you're going to move, for example. We can see a move, though. A move will show up. It has a way of showing up. It has a way of appearing in a yearly reading. But exactly where you will move, we can't really tell you. But we can tell you a lot of things, and especially about relationships, and especially about you and your approach to relationships. I was talking to one of my clients today, a customer actually, and he's been using the Love Card software to help him pick a suitable partner. You know, he's really interested in getting married and finding just the right person. So he was, you know, asking me some questions about the best way to approach that, how to use the cards to pick relationships successfully. And I said, you know, I stopped him for a minute and I said, you know, you're a Jack of Clubs, and Jack of Clubs have their own little set of karma that's not so fun when it comes to relationships. He goes, really? What's that? And I proceeded to explain to him how the Jack of Clubs person can be very controlling and dominating of their partner. So I said, you know, if you don't have a handle on it, if you're not aware of that, you won't be such a good catch for somebody. You might find a great woman, but it's not going to be good for her. And you want it to be good for both of you. So this is the kind of thing that our cards can tell us, all kinds of things about our relationships, or even our work, best careers. Not always, but in many cases it reveals that. Today, for example, is July 21st. People born today are a Seven of Clubs birth card, and their secondary card is the Nine of Hearts. So this is one of these rare birthdays where both cards are a seven or a nine. Now, what's interesting about sevens and nines is that these are the two spiritual cards in the deck. They're the two spiritual cards and the spiritual numbers. So anybody who's a seven or nine, but in this case they're double, seven and nine, their life has a certain magical quality to it. They are of the spirit more probably than they are of the world. Now, I'm not saying they're not worldly. Seven of Clubs people, for example, love to spend money. I mean, they're really big into materialism. Okay? A lot of them are. But still, there's a strong spiritual side and there's a gift. Like Seven of Clubs all have a mental gift of some kind of really unique gift. For example, Robin Williams was born today, and he's got this incredible gift of comical ideas. But we also have musicians like Cat Stevens and Jimmy Martin who are born today. We have actor Don Knotts and Ernest Hemingway, a famous writer. We have Tony Scott, the director, and Gary Trudeau, who writes the comics. And we also have the investigator Kenneth Starr, who prosecuted President Clinton, ex-President Clinton. So this Seven of Clubs has a desire for fame also. Just as much as they like to spend money, they also have a strong desire to be recognized. So a lot of Seven of Clubs will rise up to very high positions in their lifetime in order to satisfy that desire for recognition. And, you know, somebody's got to be, like, special in this world, and might as well be them. That's the way I look at it, anyway. I don't see anything wrong with it. So that's how we do it. We look at birthdays, and we study what people are. Speaking of birthdays, I'm going to name four people. Will you tell me what they might have in common? These four people, you tell me what they have in common. President Bush, Albert Einstein, Barack Obama, and Eckhart Tolle, the new spiritual teacher who's been doing a lot of work lately. What do those four guys all have in common? Some of you card people probably have the answer, but if you don't, they're all Nine of Diamonds people. Every single one of those is a Nine of Diamonds birth card. Isn't it interesting when you think about that, what's such a dichotomy, an apparent dichotomy in their personalities, and yet all four of these people have the same They're born under the same pattern, the same card pattern of the Nine of Diamonds, which is called the Giver card. The Nine of Diamonds is called the card of the Giver. So these people really are here to give, and they really see themselves as being givers as well. If you talk to nines, they identify themselves as being the person who's always giving to other people. Whether or not it's actually true, sometimes it's not really true. They just see themselves that way, but they're not really being as giving as they think they are. But that's common. And, you know, another thing about Nine of Diamonds is that the nine, you see, is connected to universal. It's called the universal number. So people who are nines, they have universal consciousness often. Now, not every nine, of course, is going to be an enlightened being, necessarily. But they all have the potential to be, because the nine takes the attention off of the self and onto the world at large. So, like, if you meet a Nine of Diamonds person, for example, they're often more concerned about everybody else in life than they are themselves. And they kind of realize on a deep level that they can't really live their life just for themselves. They have to do it in service of the world in some way, in a big way. So the nine is a universal number. They can be universal. I guess the best example of that would be Eckhart Tolle, because Eckhart Tolle is basically doing humanitarian universal work throughout the world. And I've met lots of other nines who do similar work as that. So this is the domain of the nines. Okay, so tonight's discussion is going to be about choices. And when we think about choices, there's a prevailing belief today that a lot of people are living in what I call a victim mode. In other words, we're the victim of something in our life. Somebody's out there doing something to us, and we can't do anything about it. Like, you know, we're a victim of the economy, for example. You know, I had a job, I lost it because of the economy. That was another thing. In our county here, I think they said there's 10,000 jobs that have been lost in the last 4 months. That's how many people were connected to real estate around here in this particular area of the country. That's a lot for a relatively small county, I think. Anyway, getting back to our discussion, we tend to think we don't have choices a lot. We walk around like we don't really have a choice. We say, you know, I had to do it. I had to do it this way. I had no choice. But you know, that's just never true. It's not really true. It's real important that we get clear about that, that we always have a choice. Now, some people, I'd say all of us at one point or another, we make a certain choice about our life. For example, if you have children, you may say, well, I would die for my children. So if the situation arose where you would have to die or your children would die, you would choose, I'm going to die. You'd say, yeah, go ahead, take me. And you would think in your mind, I didn't really have a choice. Yeah, I had to save my kids, you know. But you have to keep in mind that even that is a choice. You made a choice to have your kids be that important to you. Another example, I used to be a Jehovah's Witness. And Jehovah's Witnesses won't take blood. They won't take blood. It's part of their, it's just one of their beliefs. I don't remember why they have that belief. But they won't take blood. If they were in an auto accident and they needed blood to live, they would refuse it. And they would say, I had no choice. Well, yeah, they had a choice, but when they made the choice of becoming a Jehovah's Witness, that choice was basically etched in stone for them. But even so, it was still a choice. And no matter who you are, you may be faced with a situation that challenges your most dear choices. If any of you saw the new movie, The Dark Knight, there's a scene where Batman has to basically choose between saving the woman he loves and this other man that the woman he loves is in love with. And for whatever reason, he ends up choosing, I won't tell you who he chooses. But you would think, like, okay, well, who would you choose in that situation? You know, which life is more valuable, more important? So we each make choices. And, you know, life, every single moment of our life is a choice. Look around. Just think about what you did today, what you did in the last 20 minutes. Every little thing you're doing is a choice. If you're listening to this, to me talk tonight, that's a choice that you're making. You could be doing so many other things, but now you're here listening on this show. I could be doing lots of other things, and yet I'm here. I choose to be here doing this show. So it's very important to realize. And, you know, I learned a long time ago that choosing is our way of creating, if you think about it a minute. By choosing something, we create it. It's like planting a seed. I'm not sure if I'll be able to explain this in the way I would like to. But everything in life is possible, and there's so many things out there. Like, if you look at the things in your house, for example, you'll see what you have, all your stuff. You'll have this kind of paper, maybe, in your computer's printer. You maybe have this kind of printer. You have that kind of computer. You have this kind of furniture in your living room, this kind of bed, this kind of sheets, this kind of pillow, this kind of pillowcases, this kind of mattress, this kind of rug on the floor, these kind of dishes. Every little thing that you have is one of millions of possible choices. I mean, there's so many different kinds of bedding, for example, that you could choose from. And yet you chose the bedding that you have. So in a way, when we choose, it's our way of manifesting things. It starts out as an idea. We think about it, go, I would really like to get some nice bedding. And you think, oh, I have to have like 1,000 thread counter, 600 thread counter, 500 thread counter, something amazing like that. And you start forming this picture. And then you go out and you seek that picture until you find the physical thing that matches up with that picture. And there you've chosen it, and there you've created it. It has become real for you. And, you know, all sorts of little things had to happen for you to go out and find that. I mean, it's entirely possible you never would have found it. You could go out looking for something like that and never find it. It just may not be available. You know, if you want gas for $3 a gallon right now, you're going to have a hard time finding that. But the point is, choosing is creating, and we're choosing and creating all day long, every minute of the day. Everything we do is a choice. Now, we may not be conscious of our choices. We may not be really taking in and appreciating the fact that we're making these choices, but we are. So the trick here is to be conscious about it. Be really conscious about the choices you're making, because those choices are what create the life that you have. It's a big part of the life. And you can choose differently tomorrow than you chose yesterday. Or you can choose differently now than you chose in the past. You're not really bound by your past. You don't have to. I mean, there's people like, I was thinking about Eight of Clubs people, because Eight of Clubs people have a very fixed mind, and they live by a set of really strong, fixed principles. And if you meet an Eight of Clubs person, and if you could really get to know them and uncover what their real deepest held principles are, that they live their life by, for example, you might find a place in there where it seems like they have no choice, because they're going to live by this principle, they're going to die by this principle. But even that, on some level, was a choice. And I'm thinking of my sister Linda. She's a Jack of Hearts, another one of the fixed cards in the deck. And Jack of Hearts are very, very fixed about the way they love other people. They will go out of their way to love people. Even if you or I don't think that the other person deserves any love, they will love people anyway. And that's the way they are. And you may say, and they might say, oh, well, that person was in need and they needed help, so I'm going to go help them. And you're thinking, I don't want to go help them. Help them help themselves. Maybe you think that. But for them, it seems like they don't have a choice, because they, on some level, they already are this person. They've decided that they are this person that helps other people, and they're going to be there for other people. And that's the way my sister Linda is. I mean, she'll go out of her way. If anybody in our family needs her, there's nothing that would stop her from going to help them, to be there, to help them. That's what she does, and that's a Jack of Hearts. So So similarly, we each have those areas like that. But everything is a choice. Now, there's another thing about choices. It's very, especially when you're talking about important choices in life. You know, there's every once in a while we make a decision that could be life-altering or very, very important, like a decision about a relationship that affects other people, like a decision, for example, to get divorced, a decision to move away from people you love or a family or these sorts of things. This is just examples of many really important life decisions, the ones that affect not just us but a lot of people around us. One thing I've become aware of, it's very important that these choices are made from the highest within us, you might say. Now, we go up and down, you know. You and I will have moments of clarity and we'll have, you know, like an epiphany of understanding about life. We'll be feeling loved and we're feeling abundant, like we're feeling like there's a lot in our world. And we'll have periods where we feel like there's not enough. We'll be worried about whether we're going to have enough. We could be under a lot of stress. Relationship could be having problems. We could be fighting. We could be upset in lots of different ways. And I'm sure that if you're like me, this can happen over and over again many times during the day. You can have periods of really calm and clarity and just feeling connected and safe, and other times you feel like scared or worried or angry or upset. Okay, this is our life. We go up and down. Everybody does. If anybody says they don't, they're not telling the truth. I'm sorry. So, the question is, can we be conscious about when we make important choices? For example, it's just not a good idea to make an important choice when you're upset. If you're in a state of upset, and this is what I've found in my own life, and I think it applies to everybody, is that like if we're coming from a place of where life is not good in some way, we're upset, maybe we're worried about money, or we're having a fight with our partner, and we're worried about them leaving us. Choices made from that state of what I call inner lack, some form of inner lack where there's not enough and there's uncertainty and fear, those choices, because of the energy where they're coming from, those ideas that we get during those times are not good ideas. They're ideas that will actually cause us more problems down the future. Another example is like when you get really mad at somebody and then you start dreaming up all these ways you're going to get them back. These are not good thoughts. You know, I don't see anything wrong with being mad or upset. I mean, it's not my preferred state of consciousness, but it happens to me on a regular basis. But I've learned never to make an important decision and never act on my angry feelings. I have done it. Trust me, I've made that mistake, and it has been a mistake. It generally causes more problems. It comes back to haunt me. The way I've kind of handled this now in my life is that if I'm really upset about something, I'll wait 2 or 3 days before I make any choices about it. I give myself time to calm down. And then I'll think about it again before I make a decision about something. It just makes a lot of sense. Because there's a lot of things in life that can upset us. And I know that if I make a decision from anger, from fear, from sense of lack, from some bad place, I'm going to end up in worse condition than I was when I first made that choice. Because that choice is not going to lead me to light. And on the other side of this is if I'm really inspired, if I'm feeling loved, if I have one of these moments, these ahas, and I go, that's what I really love to do. That's what will be fun. That's what will be great. Those are the ones that I choose. I make it a habit to commit to those choices in my life. You know, like, for example, I remember I was on a trip about 3 months ago driving around cross country, and I thought, wouldn't it be nice if my wife and I started a small vegetable garden in our backyard. That would be fun because it would be something we could do together, and we both like it, and we could share in it, and we could get the benefits of having the fruit or the vegetables and so forth. So when I got home, I said, hey, I'd like to start a garden, and we did it, and it was great. It's turned out to be just everything that we wanted it to be. Now, I mean, there's some things about it that didn't turn out perfectly because the weather in California is kind of strange. But, you know, we had a lot of fun. Now we got tomatoes growing on there. We got eggplants. We got yellow squash. We've had all kinds of broccoli and other vegetables. And it's a very small garden, but we've had a lot of fun. So this is an example. That idea came to me in a state of mind where I was feeling really happy. I got the idea when I was inspired, and I went ahead and followed through with it. So the trick is to follow through on the things that come from that place of love and not to follow through on the things that come from this place of anger, fear, hatred, depression, worry, any of those places. This is the power of choice, but choices have to be, especially important choices, should not be made when we're, otherwise they're just going to lead us into more darkness. We shouldn't be making these choices when we're feeling, not feeling inspired, not feeling connected. We should wait, because they'll pass. These moments of ours will pass, and then we'll be inspired again, and from there we'll be able to make a choice of our life that will lead us to something really good. That's pretty much all I had to say about choices tonight. But we're going to have fun tonight when we do readings for people, because we'll be thinking about and talking about the choices that we're all making. And you might hear me use the word choice a lot when we're talking to you guys when you call in for your readings. So we're going to take a short break right now. And in doing so, we're going to play a song off my CD. My CD is called Bhakti Rock. It's a sort of a it's a different genre of music. It's ancient Sanskrit chants put to pop music. So we're going to start this out with a song called Closer to You. And when we come back from this break, we're going to take your call. So now's the time to call if you want to call in and be a guest on my show tonight. We'll be right back in about 5 minutes after we hear Closer to You. Be right back.
Storm. I'm not afraid, no. In this world of sin, if I have to wait forever, if I have to die again, there's nothing more important. There is no other way. And I am getting closer. There's nothing in my way. Yeah, yeah. Nothing can stand in my way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here I lay on my bed. Voices echo in my head.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Closer to You off my CD, Bhakti Rock. And now the lines are open, and we have waiting on line one, two, I think, Trish from Tampa. Hello, Trish.
Hi.
Trish, I thought you were May 6th. Linda said you were May 6th.
It's May 7th, yeah.
Oh, well, that's a whole different, that's a whole different story. You're not a king of diamonds.
No.
You're a queen of diamonds.
On May 7th, 1963.
Yeah. So now I understand why you would have some questions about relationships.
Okay.
Because the Queen of Diamonds has a lot more uncertainty in that area than the King of Diamonds, which you would have been if you were May 6th, okay?
Oh, okay.
Linda told me you were May 6th. So anyway, I want to let my audience know that Trish is the sister of one of my best friends from childhood who played in a rock band with me when I was in my teens. So tell me a little bit about what's going on for you in relationship right now, Trish.
Well,
like what's the situation that you're in?
They just don't work, but beyond that, I don't know. Linda and I have had many discussions where I feel like I'm always trying to find something wrong or trying to end things or trying to just be, I don't know. Like, I'm always trying to find something wrong so it could just be over and then I can...
Well, you know, if you're trying to find something wrong with your partner, then maybe there's a part of you that doesn't want to be in the relationship, right? I mean, that's pretty easy.
I've met some really great people that I've done the same thing to. So, I don't know.
Yeah, but you know, well, let me just ask you this. Do you feel like you're supposed to be in a relationship?
I feel like I would like to be.
You would like to be in a relationship?
Well,
so
I don't,
then why would you why would you choose to not be in a relationship then?
I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, okay. Well, I'll give you a little
hint. She wanted me to call you.
Yeah, well, I'll give you some hints based on your birthday, okay? I'm a Queen of Diamonds, same as you. We're the same card, all right? Which means we have similar karma. And the thing about Queen of Diamonds is there's several things. First of all, we have a lot of fear when it comes to relationships. We think about it a lot. And we have a lot of uncertainty about relationship. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we get really mental about it very easily.
Right.
Do you relate to that?
yeah, like, can't you just enjoy what you're doing instead of thinking about it so much?
Right. You're always thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And the mind is what we think with. We think with our mind. And the mind is basically the source of most problems for most people in this world today. I mean, there's no doubt that it's our mind that never gives us any peace in life that is the source of most of our biggest problems that we're having. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
So underneath, something about this that would be helpful for you to know is that underneath all that mental chatter, there's fear. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of it? You're really afraid? When it comes to relationships?
Yes.
You are?
I'm just afraid that it'll just end badly because...
And you're so afraid you'll end badly that you'd make sure it ends badly every time.
Yeah.
Right? But I think it's more than a fear of ending it badly. It might be a fear of being hurt by somebody. You understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, like, if I have a real strong fear of being hurt, what I'll do is I'll leave the relationship before they have a chance to hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'll pick people that are okay, but they won't be somebody that I really, really like a lot, because if I really, really like them a lot, they really could hurt me.
Yeah.
So you might find that you have this pattern going on where you pick guys that are nice, good people, but you weren't terribly in love with them to start with.
Yeah.
And then after a while, if you're with them, you feel like you need to get out of it.
Yeah.
You relate to that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, doesn't that answer your questions?
Maybe so. I hadn't thought about it like
so.
That.
So listen to you. You know what? You are so much in your head that you have forgotten. I don't think you even know who you are. Like, you don't even know who to believe in your own head. You understand?
Yeah. So
you know, all these voices in your head, all those voices in your head are not you. You think they're you. They're not you. I mean, there's a part of you that really does know the truth. And the truth is, you're just scared like everybody else. And you're just playing it safe. And that's why you end up in these relationships that you have to leave. Because they weren't your first choice anyway. They were just people that were safe. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what the safest place to be is in the world? In prison.
I was just going to say, by yourself.
Yeah, well, you can be in prison and everybody will take care of you. You won't have to work for any money, you know. And people whose lives are strongly based on security always feel like they're in prison. And I bet you feel like you're in prison after you've been with somebody for a number of weeks or months or whatever. You start to feel like you're locked up. And then you got to get out because you went for security.
Yeah.
Instead of going for something that you might really, really like. So you're not taking a risk on anybody that could actually hurt your feelings. You're not going for guys that could really handle you. You pick the easy ones.
Okay.
So if you can just understand that you're just afraid and get in touch with your fear, okay, you can actually change this pattern by knowing that these choices that you're making are coming from fear and catching yourself in the act and saying, hey, am I going to do that again? Am I going to pick somebody that who's just safe again and convenient and then I want to leave after a few months? Am I going to do that again or am I going to choose differently? You have a choice then. Do you see how that works?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, just so you know, card-wise, in this system of cards that we use, this year for you is called a blessed year. this is of last year that began on your last birthday. And it's also the rebirth year where you get to experience all the energy you were born with all over again. It's like you get a chance to redo your life. So this could be a great year for you. This could be a year when, you know, you get a lot of dreams come true if you know what your dreams are. If you can maybe pick
cats, the cats, huh? You have to know where they are.
Well, I think you do know, but you've never actually been willing to risk it. I think you really do know what you want. I just think you've always been afraid to really go for it. You're afraid you'll get hurt if you really went for it and you failed. That's what I believe, based on what I see here from your birthday.
Okay.
You got some guys in your life right now. You got guys that want you right now.
Well. Okay. I guess I just have to find them.
No, you don't. You just have to look around. They're already there.
Yeah.
But you, what you need to do is, next time you pick a relationship, Trish, make sure, don't settle for anything less than exactly what you want. Don't go for the safe person again. Go for the big one, the one that you've never had, the one you've always wanted. But don't pick somebody who's not available, though. I mean, you got to be careful, because, you know, don't pick somebody who's married or who's definitely not going to go for you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't care how good anybody is. There's always somebody out there that won't go for you.
Right.
But pick somebody that you would feel like, this is the person I've always wanted to be with. Like that.
Okay.
Yeah, don't sell yourself short. Go for the whole thing, man. Go get it. Go do it. And take a big risk.
Yeah, what if there's somebody that you said it's just what you want, but then they're still different and you're not really sure?
Well, you're never sure, Trish. Especially you. You think so much, you're never sure about anything. That's never going to change about you, by the way. So if you can't get past that part of yourself, your uncertainty,
mm-hmm.
you'll never make any decisions. You always have an excuse for never doing anything. There's a bigger part of you inside of you, Trish, that can get beyond that. Stop worrying about everything and just do something. Take a risk. Go out there and get your heart broken. It's not going to kill you.
No.
Go for it, like, full tilt. Okay?
Okay.
And you know, if you need somebody, why don't you call us back up? Get his birthday and call us back up. Let me know what his birthday is. I'll tell you all about him.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thanks.
It's great to hear your voice. I haven't seen you in how many, like, 20 years?
I know. It's been a really long time.
Probably if I ran into you, I wouldn't recognize you.
I know. I think last time I saw you was probably in Germany.
Oh, my God. That's
cool. I was trying to remember if we saw each other since then, yeah.
That's like 30 years ago.
Yeah. It was forever ago. I was trying to think if I'd seen you since then, but I don't know that I have.
Well, get my email from Linda and send me a picture or something so I know what you look like.
Okay.
That'll be great.
All right. Well, you take care.
We'll talk to you. Thanks a lot for calling tonight.
Right.
We'll talk to you later. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Good night. Yeah, Trish's brother, his name is Jay, and he was in one of my very first rock bands that I was in, and he was an incredible bass player. And we were friends for a long time, but then you know how things go. You move and everything changes. So now we have Roland. We have lines open, by the way, but we have Roland on line 4 from Palm Desert. Are you there, Roland?
Yeah, I'm here.
And are you born August 15th, 1983?
That's right.
Okay, good. We got your number.
Uh-oh.
We won't. Shall we give out your speaker to the world or not?
I apologize. I didn't hear you.
Should I give out all your secrets to the world or not?
Hey, if you want to. Maybe it will make my life a lot easier.
So how you doing, Roland?
I'm doing great, Robert.
Cool. And what has you called tonight?
I got a couple questions. I've been kind of, you know how I'm a detail-oriented person.
Definitely.
Every day is governed by one of seven separate planetary influences. Therefore, if every day of our life is governed by different cards, is it safe to use card interpretation for each card under the appropriate planetary influence? That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Like, for example, if my card for today is the Seven of Diamonds, and it's my Venus day, should I look up the Seven of Diamonds in the Venus period under the interpretation section of the cards of your destiny?
Yeah. Yeah, you should.
You know, to get a perspective on the events of the day.
Yeah, because it is a Venus day, absolutely. That's exactly right. Now, you know, for most, on my website, it doesn't have an interpretation of the daily cards based on the planetary day. But it does tell you on the daily card reading, this is your Venus day, and these are some of the energies that are present in this day. So that helps simplify
okay.
interpretation. You know what I mean? And you'll notice, you know, the daily cards aren't that significant for the most part, you know.
Right.
But you will notice that, like, certain kind of things happen on your Mercury day, on your Venus day, on your Mars day. You know, it's kind of good to keep track of it to see how those different astrological patterns affect you. Like, you know, I used to play in a pool league, and our pool league was on... One of them was on Tuesday nights, and I could never win that night. I mean, it's my Saturn day, okay? And I could never win. And it would just infuriate me. I get so upset about it. So then there was a league on Wednesday night, which is my Uranus day, right? Mm-hmm. I thought, well, this would be...
Unexpected events may rock your expectations.
Exactly. So I thought I was getting off, you know, getting away from Saturn. But then I would have these amazing games where I thought I had the game completely won. And right at the last second, something would happen that would just completely go opposite. Like I would lose again. But now it was like an unexpected last-minute thing. I found out that I compete the best on my Mars day, which happens. Sunday, so when I enter
energetic, competitive.
Yeah, when I enter tournaments and stuff on Sundays, I would win.
Wow.
So it's good to keep track of those days and see what kind of things happen. I think it's, you know, a lot of fun to do that.
Now, the big question I have for you is, it seems to be an accurate method, which alludes to a situation where the emphasis is looking toward your other cards that would mitigate any other negative occurrences or outcomes, like such as a 4 or 8 or 10. However, you know, when I go on the website, 7thunder.com, we're only presented with one card, not two. Are there usually two governing influences per day? Or should I ignore
the interpretation? If you have our software program, you can actually, there's as many cards in a week as there are in a yearly spread. There is, for every day, there's a direct and vertical card, and there's also underlying cards.
Yes, that's the software.
So, you know, the website is just meant to give people, like, you know, a little bit of what's there in hopes that they will get interested and try some of the other things, you know. So it has just a direct card.
Okay.
From your birth card spread.
There are
two cards. It doesn't have your ruling card spread. It doesn't have your vertical card. So you've actually got, you know, well, you're a Leo, so you don't have a separate ruling card, but other people would have as many as four cards plus the underlying cards.
Well, in your new book, you said that the Leos have the birth card, and then the secondary card would be ruled by the Sun, so it's like a double version of that card.
That's what it actually is, yeah. It's you do have a ruling card, it's just the same as your birth card.
Right, okay.
So that's why you guys are a little bit more of a dramatic version of your card. You know? Or you can say about Leos, they're such a card. Such a card! You know, and it's really true. I mean, my experience of Leos is that they're all dramatic versions of whatever they are. You know, they love drama for the most part. The ones I've known. If life was just boring, there wouldn't be enough for them. You know.
What was that?
If life was just kind of boring and the same old, it wouldn't be enough for them.
Nah, yeah, not at all.
Some of the Leos I know, it's like, you know, life's either got to be incredibly great or really bad.
Yeah, like I can't sit still today, for example, because, like, and I noticed that I have the Three of Diamonds in Mercury appeared, and Mercury deals with the mind, and I'm a Jack of Clubs, so the mind is definitely something that is going nuts today.
Oh, yeah, well. Yeah, Three in Mercury position will make your thinking go crazy. Because Three is a Mercury number.
What's that? Is a Mercury what?
Three is a number of Mercury.
Ah, geez, so I'm stuck in Mercury today, huh?
Yeah, man, you got with a three in Mercury, you got way too much Mercury.
Wow.
That's cool. Well, it's great having you call in, Roland.
What's that?
It's always great to have you on the show, man, so.
I appreciate this.
Feel free to call at any time.
Was that the same card in a past life?
Well, we don't know, you know, probably not, but there's no way to predict exactly which card you were because basically my belief is that, and this is just a belief, I have no way of proving this, it's just an instinct, is that before we incarnate, we basically sit down and kind of decide what day would be the best day for us to come in to deal with the unfinished karma that we have still remaining to be worked on. And we pick that day, whatever that day is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever day it has.
What would be the best tools?
Yeah, like what would be, what card would have us deal with the greatest portion of our remaining karma? You see?
For many of us, this is our last, right?
I don't think it's the last for very many people, no.
Well, I mean, 2012?
Well, just because 2012, I mean, okay, what do you think could happen in 2012?
The pineal gland causing telepathy, which would kind of just merge all of our existences into a source.
You know, everybody thinks they're going to get enlightened by the planet doing it to them or some aliens or something. I don't believe that's going to happen. I mean, it's a nice thought, but those kind of thoughts have been around for ages. I think it's going to happen individually, one person at a time.
Yeah, you think so?
Through their own efforts, through their own commitment and desire to have a better life. That's my belief. But, you know, nobody knows because nobody really knows, right? Nobody really knows.
So Robert, I don't know how much time I have here left on here, but I got a question for you. What is your exact definition of psychic?
Well, psychic is just somebody who, in my opinion, is somebody who just can pick up on things that other people can't hear or see. For example, they might be able to hear the thoughts of other people. They might be able to hear the thoughts of people around the person, that, you know, not even the person himself, but people that are around them somehow. They can pick up on that stuff. Basically, it's somebody that picks up on stuff that's not normally perceived beyond the five senses. That's my definition.
Extrasensory perception?
I'm sorry?
Extrasensory perception?
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of different forms of it. You know, like I get intuitive flashes. I wouldn't call them psychic flashes. You know what I mean? Psychic is in a kind of different realm as far as I can tell.
Because one of my best friends, he's a king of clubs. He
yeah.
kind of just floats through life, in a sense.
Yeah. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Almost kind of like I do, but, I mean, I don't know. Like, I got really into your book, and I'm going to be, like, super sporadic to all of your books. I just picked up your new one. And,
yeah.
I noticed the Ten of Diamonds is a person that would be, like, needs to be supported. But I'm the same way, and I noticed our connection has two or three primary Venus connections, two Venus connections, and the third connection is the Moon connection, the M-O-R connection, meaning you would be the support person for the other person. But on their end, it is exactly the same way, and our fourth connection is the M-O-F, which would mean you would be the person being supported.
You guys have moons in both directions.
Right, so and Venus goes in both directions, so it's almost as if any relationship with a person like that would be experienced identically for both ways. Would I be correct?
Well, it's going to be close. There's not a lot of relationships you can say that about that would be, you know, experience it rather close. So yeah, I mean, from that point of view, it's fairly unique.
Right. So I'd probably ideally go for a Leo 10 of diamonds until there's no other BS.
Well, you know, every card, including yours, has some big problems.
Right. Okay, what are those?
Did you hear me talking about the Jack of Clubs guy earlier that I was speaking to today?
No.
Yeah, you missed a little spiel on the Jack of Clubs.
Wow. Dang it!
You know, this guy's looking, using the love cards to find a mate.
Right.
Okay, which is cool, right? That's a good thing. But I said, you know, are you aware that you're not such a hot choice being a Jack of Clubs? He goes, no, what do you mean? I go, well, you Jack of Clubs are extremely controlling. Once you have a woman in your life, you want to control everything she does. You know, so, you know, if you're not aware of that about yourself, if you haven't worked on that and you won't have any control, it'll just be automatics. So have you dealt with that yet?
Well, yeah, this Cheap Trick song, their 30th special, it says, hold on loosely, but don't let go. If you grip too tightly, you're going to lose control. Yeah. And that's what I really kind of think about every time I see myself attempting to get into a controlling situation.
I'll give you a little hint, and then I gotta let you go, Roland. And that is, I've seen more Jack of Clubs men be really happy with four diamond women.
I know, but I already did that, and it was the worst. It was a nightmare aspect. You know, it could be the dream.
Maybe it was the wrong birthday.
Huh?
Maybe she was the wrong four diamond birthday.
Yeah. I know.
But look at Ben Affleck. You know, he's married to a four diamond. He's happy.
Yeah, I know. And I want to talk to him because, like, I think I could relate to a lot of crap that he's going through.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, well, I'm going to let you go, man.
All right, Robert. You have a great evening.
Thanks for calling.
Pleasure talking.
And great to have you on the show. Take
it easy. By the way, did you get a chance to check out the music I did on the MySpace?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, I told you. I went there and looked at it. It was nice. I listened to it, I mean. Thanks for sharing.
I like your stuff too, man.
Okay. Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. All right. Have a good night, Roland.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. We're going to take one more call before we take our break here, but we have lines open. We have Marilyn calling from Georgia. Are you there, Marilyn?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can. Now I can.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay, cool. Yeah.
What's your birthday, Marilyn?
January 15th.
1957?
I'm the Queen of Diamonds.
You're the second Queen of Diamonds tonight already. That's amazing.
Well, you know, I decided to call because the first caller that had questions about Queen of Diamonds, I kind of wanted to call her and reassure her about some things. You know, I actually called you back in February, and I think our call was not completed for some technical reasons, but at any rate, at the time, I was trying to decide whether or not I would go to school or write or something like that, and you kind of encouraged me to, you know, go after my dreams, which I did do. I did decide to go to school. But I wanted to reassure her because as Queen of Diamonds, I was actually married for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when that marriage ended, and it was not me who ended the marriage, I was totally, completely devastated. But I recovered from that. I did spend probably the next 7 years trying to find another husband. But now, at this point in my life, you know, I'm 51 years old, and I finally resolved to the fact that I may not ever get married again, but I'm so cool with that. I mean, it is just wonderful experience for me to be doing what I'm doing. You know, especially now that I'm going back to school. But I do have a relationship question for you because there's somebody that's from my past that has kind of re-entered my life that I'm going to be seeing soon. He lives in California, near you. I live in Georgia.
Yeah.
But, and his birthday is February 22nd, so he's one of my karma cards, which is interesting because my ex-husband was also another one of my karma cards. But I'm kind of curious about this because I've looked through the books, and I can't quite figure out if there's anything that should be between us, but there apparently still is.
Well, first of all, I want to comment on your comment to our previous caller. There's a big difference between you and her. Do you know what that difference is?
What's that difference?
She's a Three of Clubs ruling card.
Oh, okay.
And you're a Seven of Clubs. Seven of Clubs is
half
marriageable. You know, they're marriageable. You understand?
Oh, okay. Well, that explains why I was married for 15 years.
Exactly. Yeah, but, you know, a Three of Clubs, it's always a question. It's constant mental. You know, her mind is probably, you know, torturing her every single day.
You should really just relax with it. I mean, you know, really, she's got it as a queen. She's likely to be attractable anyway.
Well, Queen of Diamonds can give me...
Queen of Diamonds and not worry about it.
Queen of Diamonds can have... They can kind of attract and have almost anybody they want. Wouldn't you say that's true?
Exactly.
Yeah. And she,
I would. I really would.
She knows that. She knows that on some level, okay? I know that she knows that on some level. Maybe not. She may not be real conscious about it. She may not, you know, like be able to say that's true for her. But I think she does know. I think she knows that on some level. Now, you're a Seven of Clubs. It's a whole different matter for you. Your biggest thing is probably saving money.
I think, well, maybe that's why I was looking for another husband. I was happy married. I really was. I was quite surprised when my marriage ended. And it took me a little while. Pardon?
Who ended it?
He
did. You end it or did he end it?
He ended it. He found a replacement for me, and I didn't even know what was happening. And he remarried again right away, and he's still married, as a matter of fact, to the woman that replaced me.
Wow.
So I guess
that
she was better suited for him.
That must have hurt your pride.
Oh, it hurt terribly. It was just devastating because, you know, I thought we would be married forever.
Yeah,
but I got over it.
Yeah, you're over it. I can tell. It's good. So this guy is a Three of Diamonds, Nine of Spades. You're a Queen of Diamonds, Seven of Clubs. You know, you're really compatible with them. The Nine of Spades is compatible with Queen of Diamonds.
Oh, cool.
You know, and he's, on some level, he's a mirror of you. He's a Pisces, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's Pisces.
We have been together before.
You guys have had a relationship.
Yes, we had. And he moved away because he was here for a while. It was a very brief relationship, but it was wonderful. And, he was leaving. And I hadn't anticipated falling for him, but I did, and we still tried to see each other for several years after that, but ultimately I decided that it was going nowhere, and so I ended it because at the time I was looking for another husband, and he just was not husband material.
He wasn't available for that at the time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
Well, you know, when are you going to see him soon?
Pardon me?
When are you going to see him? Soon?
Yeah, actually in early August.
In your Saturn period?
You're right. That's exactly going to be my Saturn period. It starts August 11th. And I think it's going to be his Mars period, which would be really interesting.
Well, you know, you're a Capricorn, so... Saturn doesn't bother you as much as it does other people. That's a good thing. Otherwise, I would say don't even go there, you know.
Okay.
You do have some challenging cards in Saturn this year, so I don't know how exactly this is going to turn out. But you were meant to have love in your life this year. It's all over your cards.
I'm sorry, I was meant to.
You were meant to have love in your life this year. You have love cards everywhere this year.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't see that. There, you know, it's so funny.
The year's only half over.
Just talk about that.
The year's only half over. You've got plenty of time to have this happen.
That's true. That's true. And I'm looking forward to all that. I'm excited about that.
Well, you got a King of Hearts, and you have a King of Hearts long range, a Queen of Hearts environment. I mean, what else do you want?
Uh-huh.
That's a lot. That's a lot of love cards in 1 year.
It's been a wonderful year.
So it's going to continue to be wonderful.
Oh, good. Yeah, I was hoping that, you know, with this, I wouldn't fall too deep, I guess. But I'm trying to make sure that, you know, I keep things kind of light and easy with him. But it may be hard.
Well, you know, the worst that can happen is you get your heart broken again. You've lived through all of those.
Yeah, that's true. I've done that once. They say the first time is the worst time. So, and I imagine that's true.
So, you know, it's not the end of the world. And I think it's always good to go for love. If you feel it, go for it. That's my philosophy, you know. What
well,
else are we going to do
here?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Exactly. And also thank you for the advice that you gave me earlier this year about making those choices and going for my dreams, because I am doing that, and it is a challenge. It's amazing. It really is. It's not an easy thing to do, but it feels good to make the choices that I make. And I'm trying to make sure, like you spoke earlier, about making choices out of fear rather than making choices, you know, that when you're in a calm place, and it feels good to do that. So I thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome. Much. Well, thanks for calling and, again, checking in. And let us know how it goes after you get together with this guy, okay? Call us back.
All right,
thanks, Marilyn. Good talking to you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a short break now. We have two lines open if you would like to call in. On this break, we're going to listen to the song Rama Rama. And when we come back, we'll take Janet from Nova Scotia's call and whoever else is on the line. So we'll be right back after Rama Rama.
Rama Rama
Welcome back, everybody. That was Rama Rama. That's actually the newest cut on my CD that I recorded just a couple months ago and decided to put it on there after the fact. Well, we have lines full now, and we are first going to talk to Janet, who is from Nova Scotia, and her birthday is January 27th, 1940. Are you there, Janet?
Yes, I am, Robert. How are you tonight?
I'm well. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I had spoken to you a few months ago, maybe two and a half months ago, and I was speaking to you about doing readings with the cards, consultations, and you said that July would be a good month to start doing them, but the end of June, I was renting a house, and I got a notice that I had to move out within a month. It happened very quickly, and so now I'm trying to get some direction. I don't even know where I'm going to be living. I'm not worried about it. I know there'll be a place for me the end of the month, but I'm just wondering about, you know, doing my business, because I really, really am excited to do. Well, what I really would like to do is motivational classes along with my, you know, my card, destiny card consultations with astrology.
Uh-huh.
So I'm wondering if you see what, if you can tell me anything about starting that, and if you see anything in the cards or what when would be a good time to start something of this nature.
Well, Janet, the story remains the same as last time. You need to get moving right away.
Do them any time.
You need you need to get going now. Now.
Yes.
N-O-W. You're in your Jupiter period right now. It goes until August 23rd. You have to utilize this period right now. Get the word out about what you're doing right away.
Good.
You have a Ten of Hearts right now, and you have a Ten of Hearts environment this year. This is the period to tell everybody what you're doing so they can come find you and get your services and everything you're offering. You have to utilize this period before it's over.
Okay, so it's up until August?
23rd.
23rd. So right now is a wonderful time to be doing that in the next two
That's
to
right.
3 weeks.
That's right.
Good, good. I wasn't sure how
actually,
long that period was.
Actually, a month.
To
you have a month.
Yeah, a month. Because I'm really, really excited about it and wanting to. All of this happened. I was in the process of planning it, and then I'm in the process now of finding a new place to live. But I could still get the word out, although I don't know quite where I'm going to be. That is the problem right now. But I'm sure I'll
be.
Well,
you know, you don't have to be. You don't have to be there in person. You know, you can do work all kinds of ways on the telephone. You know,
right.
I mean,
yeah.
Your location doesn't necessarily have to be an issue. So,
but
you want to act now and
hard.
Take advantage of these influences because, you know, it's very favorable for you. And you've already, you know, you've already, half the year has already gone by.
Exactly. Well, no, I'm really excited because this. I feel it's time to do it, and I wasn't sure about the period, how long that was coming up for. So I really appreciate you taking this time to share that with me.
Well, you're
and,
welcome.
I'll get on it right away and get that
just
word
find
out
a way.
There.
Just look around and ask yourself, okay, how can I get the word out about what I'm doing? Just ask, and the question will just, the answer will just show up immediately as soon as you take a look.
I will do that, Robert. I will do that, and I thank you so much for taking this time to share this with me. And,
you're welcome.
Have a wonderful evening, and God bless. Thank you.
Thank you, Janet. Thanks
Bye-bye.
For being my guest.
Okay.
Good night.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, without further ado, I mean, she has a very, I should just say before we go on to the next person, is that she had a very special configuration. She has a Ten of Hearts in Jupiter right now. It's also her environment card. So there really just could not be a better time for her to act on this than now. It just won't get any better than this. So time is of the essence, as they say, and it's important for Janet to act on that right away because it's going to pass in a month. And if she doesn't utilize it, it won't bear any fruit. See, even though you might have really good cards in your spreads, if you don't act upon them when the timing is there, what difference do they make? We do have some say-so in how this is going to turn out. Okay, now we'll take Mitchell from Patterson, California. Are you there, Mitchell?
I'm here.
How's it going, Mitchell?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay. And where is Patterson at, anyway?
Good question. By Modesto.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good enough.
20,000 people here.
I'm sorry, how many?
Only 20,000. I love it.
Oh, cool. Cool. So, do you know your card and everything, Mitchell?
Yeah, I'm the, I have the Ace of Spades, and I think the Clubs.
Queen of Clubs and Ace of Spades, that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So what can I do for you tonight?
Well, my mother told me to, and her name's Cynthia. Actually, we went to your house, you had a gathering, I want to say a year ago.
Uh-huh.
I went with her, and we spoke there, and there's a lot of stuff that's been happening within the last year, and I wanted to see what you saw towards the end of the year, because I already feel it. I just wanted to have a confirmation on that with the card.
Okay. So what kind of things are you up to these days?
Good question.
You must have something in mind.
I got a lot of stuff in mind.
Yeah,
well, where should I start? What time do I have?
Well, I mean, when you're saying you want some confirmation, you must have something in mind about that. So what is it you're referring to? Because there's a lot of cards here. I just can't, out of the blue, I can't tell you what it is you're thinking about. Okay?
Well, I will start with number one. Probably for the last year and a half, I've been taking notes down on this war. And I've had confirmations probably for the last year, big ones. And it's hard to describe right now, but so I kept going with it. Now it's starting to become finished, and I'm thinking of sending it out. And I call it the new intelligence. So I just want to know, I'm feeling something here. I just want to know if I should continue on this route.
So you mean you're getting, like, some psychic things about the world, what's going on in the world? Is that what you're referring
to? Pretty much.
Okay, and you want to share that with other people? You're considering sharing that information? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I've already done that, kind of, on a smaller scale.
Okay.
But I'm not referring to any of that right now. What's that?
Are you considering, like, writing a book or something, or what?
Eventually, yeah.
Okay.
Right now, the one focus is to get this this thing I've been writing down for the last this war plan for the last year and a half to get it out, because I don't want to hold on to it no more. It's time.
Okay. Now, when you say war plan, what kind of war are you talking about?
The war over the Middle East.
The war over what?
Our war. We're having with the Middle East, with Iraq.
Okay, got it. Okay, I just want to be clear. Yeah, well, your long-range card this year is the Nine of Clubs, and that's about sharing information with the world. It's also about being very psychic, and you are the most psychic card in the deck. That's all. So,
I'll let you tell me that.
This could be a good calling for you, you know?
Yeah.
Nine of Clubs are the most psychic people I've ever met. I mean, I've seen lots of psychics in my life, but I would say that Queen of Clubs are, like, above and beyond any of them.
Well, I could probably count about 10 different scenarios, huge worldly events that have happened where I have felt this them happening before they happen. I have evidence. I put it down on paper.
So I mean, you might have.
I don't even want to do it.
I think you should definitely do it. I think you should get your prophecies out there for people to consider.
Okay.
So Nine of Clubs means giving it away, you know?
Okay, give it away.
So, I mean, it's a worthwhile thing to do, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so go do it. You're only 31. You need something to keep you busy, man. You got to get out there and do some work.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm getting bored.
Exactly. You need to go do something that's challenging, you know?
Yeah. I know. I feel you. I got another question. I have a job that I've been with for about 4.5 years, but I'm coming into another adventure, and I'm thinking of going that route with the job. Do you see a job change coming up?
Yeah.
Or
you have a job? You have a
money?
Job?
How about more money?
You have a job change that's imminent. You know, board imminent means?
That means for sure.
No, that means right away.
Uh-oh. Am I going to get fired?
Any minute now. Imminent means any moment now. Okay? You're in Saturn now. You got a 5 of diamonds and a 4 of diamonds. Your mom should have told you this already. Okay?
I haven't talked to her in a while.
You know, well, you should be talking to your mom. She knows what these cards mean, and you should get the book yourself and be reading your own cards.
I should.
Yeah, because you're good at this.
Okay.
You just got to do it.
All right, I will. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for being on the show, man. I appreciate it.
And my mom's listening. Can you give her, I want to give a little shout out. Hi, Mom.
That's fine. You're welcome to do that. What's your mom's name?
Cynthia. The goddess of the moon. That's what her name means. The moon goddess.
Okay. Well, hi, Cynthia, from all of us, including Mitchell. Okay, Mitchell, I'm going to let you go, man. Thanks for calling.
Okay, take care. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you later. All right. Well, that was fun. He's a young queen of clubs. Now, you know, if you're a guy and you're really psychic, that's kind of an unusual combination. It's certainly not what most in our culture today, you wouldn't expect a man to be really psychic for the most part. So he's a real treasure, you might say. And here he is having all these impressions about what's happening in the future. I'd be very interested to hear what his predictions turn out to be. Okay, now we have from Desert Hot Springs, California, we have Rainbow, whose birthday is October 2nd, 1947. Are you there, Rainbow?
I'm here, Robert.
How are you this evening?
I'm pretty good.
Well, good.
Happy to be here.
Well, happy to have you here on this show.
Oh.
Are you still...
I have been out of work for a while.
Yeah, how's that feel?
And, well, sometimes absolutely terrifying. I'm actually gonna. And I've been mostly working on being at peace with it. At this point I'm really broke and I need an income, but I have felt like every time I have tried to create a business or make a decision about what to do, it doesn't work. And so I had the sense that it wasn't really true to my heart. And as you were speaking earlier, it was often kind of fear-based. And so at this point, I'm like just trying to be still and at peace and listen for guidance. But, you know, I have moments where I still get really scared.
Well, you're doing exactly the right thing right now, Rainbow.
Yeah.
Your cards, you have a couple of really powerful Six of Spades cards this year. And that means that you need to find your real purpose in life and not go for just the most convenient job that comes along. Okay?
Okay.
And you're doing the right thing by listening and questioning. And the indications are that you're definitely going to find this. Listen to what I'm saying, okay? The indications are that you're definitely going to find this by your birthday, okay? And your birthday is coming up pretty soon, so it's not that far away. So you need to just keep doing what you're doing. Don't give in to your fear.
Okay.
And keep asking God to show you what he wants you to do.
Well, thank you for that support. That's kind of what my intuition tells me, but, you know, I guess I needed some support because sometimes I fall out of that space of equanimity and get, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. We all do that, you know. We'll have this inspiration, and then we'll get afraid later, and we'll start to backtrack and start to think, well,
yeah.
I should really go back to the old way because at least I was safe then, even though I was unhappy.
Yeah, we
So it's really great that somebody's 60 years old.
I really want to get your
it's really cool that you're 60 years old and you're taking a chance on a new career. That is pretty awesome.
Well, it got to where I have to. I mean, I've had some very successful ones, but it's, you know, lately nothing has come together, and it's time to really live out my life purpose.
So just keep meditating. You're welcome. Keep meditating because it's all going to come from the inside out. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Robert. I feel better.
Oh, great. Well, thanks for being my guest and checking in, Rainbow. It's good to hear your voice.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Have a good night.
Thanks, Robert. Bye.
You're welcome. Good night. Okay, we are going to take our break at the half hour. All the lines are open right now. If you want to call in and you've been waiting for a time to call, this would be the time. On this break, we're going to listen to the song Shiva. And when we come back, we're going to take calls if anybody's on the line. So now's the time. We'll be right back in about 5 minutes after the song Shiva from my CD, Bhakti Rock. Be right back.
Shiva Hare Shiva.
Shiva from my CD Bhakti Rock. Shiva Namaom. Hope you enjoy that. Okay, we have a couple cars on. We're going to keep going. And we got Don from Michigan. He's a Leo, born July 27th, 1964. He's got a birthday coming up this Sunday. Are you there, Don? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there we go. How you doing, Don?
Hey, Robert. Good. How about yourself?
Good. So your birthday is this Sunday?
Yes, this Sunday.
And you're going to be 44 years old.
Yep. That's my what do they refer that to, pre-birth?
Yeah, the pre-birth year for you is all about relationships.
Okay, well, I see a lot of hearts coming up there, so.
Yeah, I guess so. That's pretty much all you got is hearts. So are you ready for this heart year?
Well, we hope so. We'll see what happens. I guess I just kind of wanted to get your input on it.
Well, a lot of this depends on what your circumstances are right now.
Okay.
So what are your married, single, what's going on? Got a girlfriend?
Pardon?
What?
Married? No, not at the moment, I don't.
Okay, no girlfriend, no wife.
No wife? Well, I got my little guy, so I got custody of him, so just kind of been...
You have a son? Okay.
Waiting for the one with the December 29th birthday to show up.
Oh, yeah, you're looking for that two of hearts, are you? Well, I may not be your best choice for a mate,
Yeah, this is true, I know. I was just kidding.
I was thinking a King of Hearts woman might be good for you.
A King of Hearts woman?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind then.
Yeah, and not a lot of guys can handle them, and you probably could, so that could be good.
How about this, just curious, I see in the Pluto there, 10 of Hearts, which is my little guy's. How does that,
Well, having him as your Pluto card and having a Jack of Hearts result means that you'll probably have to make some sacrifices on his behalf this year.
Okay, well, that makes real good sense, yeah.
But that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just,
Right, right.
There, so.
Gotcha.
I wouldn't necessarily think of that as being, it's just what you do when you're a parent anyway, basically.
Exactly. Yeah, what I've been doing for the last 5 years, so.
Exactly. So, I think if you're open to it, if you're at all interested, you could meet somebody right after your birthday.
Real good year to keep things open then, good year, I guess.
I remember when I was single, a couple times I'd be out with a friend, and it could be like a woman friend who wasn't a girlfriend, just a friend. And she would say to me something like, "Do you notice that woman over there looking at you? She really likes you." And I was totally oblivious.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty self-aware.
Sometimes I think we just have to be aware enough to notice who's noticing us.
Right. No, I understand that. And I've had a lot of opportunities. I just kind of on a inner journey at the moment, and I've just been waiting for the right opportunity, I guess.
Well, this is a hard year for you, so I would highly recommend that you avail yourself of, the hearts and get out there and, just see how it feels, try it out.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to get your input on it, but I kind of had that gathered already with all those hearts coming up there, so.
Yeah, of course. Well, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Well, what do you feel about the 5 of Diamonds long range? Just,
Well, it depends on a lot of things. It depends on your circumstances, again, and what it is you want for your life. Is your current situation,
right.
Job situation, satisfactory?
I mean, I'm happy with it, but I want to definitely pursue something on the spiritual end of it somewhere along the line here in my life.
Well, the five could represent a time when you, you know, you try something different.
Right. Okay. I kind of understand that end of it, too.
Yeah, I mean, so if you're looking for something like that, it could show up.
Okay.
Yeah, so
Robert,
thanks
Robert.
For calling. I appreciate it.
All right, I appreciate it. Have a good night.
All right, you take care, Don. We'll talk to you next time around. Okay, without further ado, we're going to move right on to Patricia, who's from Nevada City, and I think she must be our third Queen of Diamonds tonight, born February 13, 1955. Are you there, Patricia?
Yes, I am.
You know you're
How
the
you?
First Queen of Diamonds to call tonight?
Yeah. I was calling you... Pardon me?
No, I said you're the third Queen of Diamonds to call tonight.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yep. So what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I noticed I just moved into my Jupiter period, and
yeah.
I have Jack of Spades and Jack of Diamonds, and
yeah.
I was wondering how those work together.
Well, it depends on what you would like to accomplish. See? Those are great cards. If you want to promote something, sell something, you know, have some success in that regard. Or, you know, Jack of Spades is also an icon for, like, a spiritual lifestyle upgrade. Okay?
Yes.
So what's going on in your life right now?
Well, actually, I submitted a book into an art project for Friday Night Live for, you know, the Meth Project. And it was really well received, and they're circulating it around the state. And so I was thinking I should publish it.
Well, you got really good influences right now for all sorts of things like that. Because underlying the Jack of Spades, you have an Ace of Diamonds, and underlying the Jack of Diamonds, you have a Ten of Clubs. These are all really powerful cards. So there's a very good likelihood of something really good happening to you now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Work-wise, in this regard.
Work-wise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for publishing, maybe
definitely for publishing. Yeah, the Ten of Clubs is there underneath the Jack of Diamonds. It's an underlying influence, but it's very powerful.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is a really nice time for you to have this show up.
Great.
So I wouldn't hesitate to expand into anything that seems good right now. I would just go for it.
Okay.
That would be my suggestion.
All right. Sounds like it's the time.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're onto something good.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I just moved into the Jupiter period, and I want to take the most advantage of it as possible.
Yeah, well, you know, when you have really good cards like this in Jupiter, if something is opening up like an opportunity, it's time to just jump right into it and not wait. And so, you know, that's the best advice I can give you is go for it. It's going to be good.
It looks like that result card for this year, the Seven of Diamonds, would also be supportive there, huh?
Well, that could represent a lot of money. It's certainly possible. It's certainly possible that that could represent a lot of money. So, you know, if you're ready to access the high side of that card, then that's what will happen.
Right. Oh, that's very exciting.
Well, I'm sorry I don't have any bad news for you.
It's all right. I can live without it.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Patricia. Thanks for being my guest tonight, and call back again. Let us know what's going on.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. All right, good night. Okay, we have from Chicago a woman named Linda, whose birthday is September 16th, 1959. Are you there, Linda?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good.
Do you know I'm coming to Chicago this week?
I'm sorry?
Do you know that I'm coming to Chicago this week?
Well, like a city outside of Chicago called Blue Island.
Uh-huh. I said, did you know that I'm coming to Chicago this week?
Are you coming to Chicago?
No, I am coming to Chicago. I'm asking you if you knew that or not.
Oh, I didn't know
that. I'm giving a talk at a bookstore on Friday night called Transitions Book Place in Chicago.
Oh, maybe I'll come and see you then.
In case you want to come.
Yeah. Sure.
So I have your birthday as September 16th, 1959. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I'd like to know if I'm going to be in a romance film.
If you're going to be what now?
I see any romance coming my way.
Romance coming your way. Well, there's not much time between now and your birthday. And there aren't a lot of love cards there, but there are possibilities. You know, they're just not really strong. Now, here's something, though, that I want to recommend for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This year, this next birthday, you need to throw yourself a really big party.
A big party?
Yeah.
How come?
If you want, because you have a Ten of Hearts in Mercury, you have this great card for your Mercury period, which means a lot of people, it means having a lot of fun. Would you like to have a year of having a lot of fun?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you throw this big party, you invite everybody you know to come, you know, and you ask them to bring a present and bring some food. Okay? I did this
okay.
A couple of years ago. It was fantastic. And you'll have a great time, and you might even meet somebody because you have love cards right after your birthday. So you have to get out there and get social.
Love cards all around?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, you said I have love cards all around me?
After your birthday.
After my birthday.
Right in that first period. So would you like to meet somebody right at your birthday party?
Okay.
You can.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Now, you may meet somebody before then, but it's not showing up really strongly, but it is showing up then.
Okay.
Just so you know, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, very good. Have a great day. Night.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and now we have from Southern California, we have Ida, whose birthday is May 20th, 1957. Are you there, Ida?
I am. Hello.
Hello. How are
you? Okay, how are you?
Good.
Good.
So what's
I have
going
a
on with you?
Well, I have several questions for you. I have read your book, and I heard you speak with the man that was a queen of clubs. Correct.
Yes.
And you guys are talking about psychicness belonging to that card. And I, as a queen of clubs, have a certain amount of intuition, but it's so hit and miss that I'm wondering if you could talk about that particular aspect and how to develop it.
The intuition?
Yeah,
is that what you're
yeah.
Referring
to be
to?
More yes, to be more consistent and accurate.
Well, you know, studying. Do you study my books at all?
I have recently. Yes.
Well, something like this, a system like this, which is a fixed system, and it's based on mathematical data. It's very accurate, so it will help you trust your intuition because you'll find that the cards will coincide with what you already intuit.
Yeah. Okay.
Understand? And then as you begin to see that your intuition matches up with the cards, you'll start to trust it more, see?
Mm-hmm.
I have no doubt that you have a really powerful psychic ability and intuition. You do, but I don't.
That is something I would like to develop because I get bombarded with sensations from just being in a place sometimes. But it is a good hit and miss. So the other thing I wanted to ask you about was this year for me in terms of making a move. I know that it's indicated, but I'm continuing to deal with some health problems, and I wonder if you have a thought about that.
Well, you know, Queen of Clubs, usually a lot of Queen of Clubs die young.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
The reason they die young is because they hate their bodies. They hate their physical body.
Hmm. Even Taurus, Queen of Clubs?
They think it's a nuisance.
Yeah, it is a nuisance because it's sick a lot.
See? And that's the cause of your health problems, is that you don't like your own physicality. You think you're just a walking head. See? You're so identified with your mind that you don't have a good relationship with your physical being.
Well, I think the last 8 years of healing has changed that for me. I mean, it's a tendency in me, but I'm much more aware of my body and having to take good care of it.
You can change.
Enjoy it.
You can change this relationship anytime you want, but it's not going to change by itself. It's going to require like a change inside of you. And you're the way, you have to love your body. You have to come into a love relationship with your physical being. So even though you're a Taurus, you're a double club, you know?
Right.
You know, I got a young guy, the guy that works for me in my office here during the day, his name is Nick. He's the same birthday as you. He's 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at 19 years old, he's already having all kinds of health problems.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm like, Nick, what's wrong with you? You're not supposed to have health problems at your age. What are you doing to yourself?
Right.
And, you know,
is it possible that it's inherited, that health problems are passed on?
Yes, but the attitude is not inherited, though. The attitude is not inherited. There is definitely a thing called, you know, your constitution, which may be weak or strong.
Mm-hmm.
But really, because you're a double club, everything is about your mind. It's about what you think it is, you see. It's really more about what you think about everything than it is the actual thing. So it's extremely important for you to come into a loving relationship with your body. No more complaining. No more complaining about your physical body. Listen to your body, not your head, and do what it needs. You know? Do the things that it needs to have done so that you can be healthy. It'll tell you if you listen.
I've been listening to it. Is it more of a heart focus, do you think?
It's what, Sam? I'm sorry?
More of a heart focus.
Oh, okay. So you've been paying attention to your heart, you say?
I'm putting my meditations into my heart right now. So
okay, well, good.
Coming from my heart more.
Have you been listening at all to or reading any of Eckhart Tolle's work?
Eckhart Tolle? Yes, and I have a background many years ago of that kind of meditation, you know, breathing meditation.
Power of now, the
yes,
new earth,
yes.
Any of those things?
Yes, I'm coming back to it now, yes.
That would be something that would be really helpful for you right now, something like that, that gets you into the now and that shows you really graphically and consistently how detrimental it is to live in your head all the time.
Right.
I mean, I've been doing it. I'm extremely mental, too. I'm a programmer, for goodness sakes, you know? And I am so mental, even though I'm a diamond. I'm so mental.
Huh.
And it's been really, really good for me to get out of, have moments and be supported in having more moments of being instead of thinking.
Yes. Oh, it's a huge relief, isn't it?
Yes.
When you get present, yeah. Okay.
So I'm just sharing that with you because I think it could help you as well.
Okay, I appreciate it.
I think your move should happen right now, if possible, before September 1st. because you have move cards right now. It's a good time, and the money's there for it.
Okay.
Everything is set up for it right now.
Okay.
It can happen later, too, but I wouldn't let anything stop me right now. You have really good influences. If you move in the next month, it'll be really blessed.
Okay, it won't be the next month, but it will be soon. It will be soon then, yes.
Well, it could be in August.
Because I have to rent or sell a place down here, which is not an easy task. So.
Yeah, well, you never know. The money and everything will show up as soon as you set your intention.
Oh, I'm working on that. I'm working on that.
Oh, good.
Every night.
You know, well, as soon as you get clear that you really want to move and you're ready to move, it'll just, all the money will show up. It will. It'll be magic.
Okay. Could you send me a note, please? With a signed note saying that. I have one more question. You speak of really bad relationship karma, right?
I don't know. I don't think it's as bad as mine.
Is that yours?
Yeah, I don't think it's as bad as mine, but it could be bad. I don't know. How bad is bad?
Well, I had a whole slew of things happen about 8 years ago that just totally ended everything in my life, okay? And so it's pretty intense. And I just want to, it's like there is a part of me always just sort of afraid to step out of that because I don't know if it's going to be a continual thing. So do you have any feelings about that?
Well, you know yourself pretty well. You're 51 years old, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know what your patterns are pretty well, don't you?
Those patterns are
the things that have happened in your past are going to continue in the future. When you go on the bed, that's true.
Can you say that again?
Don't you think that the things you've had in the past, how you've been in relationship in the past, is probably going to repeat itself in the future? I mean, that's how we are. We're creatures of habit. You see, what I'm saying is that we all tend to follow a certain pattern. You know, I'm a queen of diamonds. I'm in my fourth marriage.
Mm.
I cheated on three of my wives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a queen of diamonds pattern. You're a five of clubs ruling card. They like secret affairs. You know, queen of clubs have major fears of abandonment. You know,
right.
And exactly. There's a lot of freedom issues with the five of clubs. So
exactly.
Those are your issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, have those issues gone away?
Well, only in the sense that I'm a hermit now.
Well, it doesn't mean they've gone away. It just means that you're, like, just swearing off relationship for a while.
For a long time, for many years. But, well, and health issues, you know, sort of take that over. But, you know, I'm also very, very aware of those patterns. I mean, so I'm hoping that people can change.
Well, no, we can change, but we have to completely embrace ourselves. We have to completely embrace that part of us, and then we have the possibility for change.
What does that mean, to completely embrace that part?
It means that we have to be so aware of it that we just can't escape it anymore. We really just need it. You know? That's our pattern, and we really get so familiar with it that now we have a choice, a conscious choice about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's unconscious. For as long as it's unconscious and we're not that real, really, really clear about it, then it will run our life. In spite of our best efforts, it'll run our life.
Right.
But once we become conscious of our patterns, then we can actually make a choice about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can choose a great relationship. There's lots of great things you can do. I mean, I've run across lots of amazing things that have helped me, and I know you could get, there's lots of things you could do to have your life be any way you want it to be.
Even health,
yes. You can even come into a loving relationship with your body.
Okay. By embracing the fact that I have not had, right?
Well, I mean,
that I've not had a loving relationship.
Well, you know, yeah, you have to accept that, of course. Not dwell on it, but at least see that that's the way you are. Like, There's a part of you that's annoyed by your own health, by the fact that your body won't stay well, you know.
Right.
Like you have sort of an antagonistic relationship with your own body. You're like, why are you doing this to me?
Yeah, no, I've stopped answering, asking those questions, but the pattern continues, you know. So anyway, I guess what you're saying is the best thing I can do is just come into consciousness and meditate on all of those things.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the power of now is the best thing out there, especially the audio CD.
Yeah, yeah.
That book is,
I agree.
The audio is incredible. It's been helping me a lot.
Yeah.
It's my daily practice now. So, you know, you guys know what to do, and now you just got to go do it, and your life will get better. You have good things coming this year if you're open and available for it.
I'm all ears.
Love is, there's an opportunity for love coming your way. Very soon. And next year is the critical year and a blessed year. 52 is an incredibly great year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
that's good,
all
right?
Kinds of good things. All kinds of wonderful things. If you're
still here
to appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I hope you stick around.
I'm looking at it.
Just be loving to yourself.
Okay.
You know, Queen of Clubs and I'm a Queen of Diamonds. We're both really impatient types.
Very impatient, yeah.
Yeah.
In the last 8 years, I've had to develop huge patience, you know, since I've been sick, really, really sick, you know. And I am better, but I want to be able to
better.
They go up and down, up and down, up and down. So.
Yeah. Well, you can have whatever you want if you're willing to look at yourself and, you know, get conscious about how you're being. You know all the stuff I'm telling you.
You said, are you available for readings?
I'm sorry?
I mean, aside from this phone line?
Do I do readings? Yes, I do hour-long readings. I use astrology and the cards together, and they're quite in-depth. And you can go to my website or call me after the show. Call me this week, and I can tell you more about it. Or you can go to my website. They're on there, too.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Ida. Good talking to you. Thanks for calling in tonight.
My pleasure. Goodbye.
All right. Good night. Well, and that's perfect timing because it just concludes our show tonight. We just rounded it off right here at 9 o'clock. And as usual, we end our show with this magical chant from ancient, ancient times. I don't even know how many thousands of years ago this mantra came out of somebody. Most of these mantras weren't dreamed up, by the way. They just came spontaneously when the yogi was in a high state of meditation. This one is called the Gayatri Mantra. It's one of the most powerful, and just the sound of it is so powerful. I hope you enjoy it. So we'll be hearing the Gayatri Mantra as we close the show. And I want to thank everybody who's called in tonight and those who are listening. If you have any ideas for the show or any questions, by email, and I'll be happy to bring those in. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayat. savitur varinyam bhargo devasya dhimahi deyo yona prachodaya. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayat.
Of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.